Before the giggles can escape my lips, a feeling of sadness pushes them down. Staring at the dress, I realize it will never be the dress Ma made for me. They are both gone. That night, the air is hot and humid, as it always is in June in Thailand. Lightning and thunderstorms accompany the moist air. I shiver, hearing the storm clouds rumble in the distance. I hate electrical storms. They sound as if the sky is at war with itself. The explosions make me feel like death is chasing after me again. I squeeze my eyes shut, trying not to be afraid. Beside me, Meng and Yiyun sleep quietly, their backs to each other. I envy them their adult status and fearlessness of dark, stormy nights. After what feels like an eternity, the thunder finally moved on and rain came in its place. The soft pattering of raindrops against our straw hut makes my eyelids heavy. As I drift to sleep, I think of Pa. I know his spirit can travel over land to be with me, but worry if he can cross the ocean to America. Then, in my dream, Pa is sitting next to me. His fingers caress my cheeks and face. The light touch tickles and makes me smile.
"Pa, I miss you," I whisper.
Pa grins at me. His round face wrinkles around his mouth and eyes.
"Pa, I'm leaving for America tomorrow. Eldest brother said America is very far from Cambodia, very far from you."
The words linger in the air. So afraid of what his answer may be that even in my dream I cannot tell Pa my fear.
"Don't worry. Wherever you go, I will find you," he tells me as his fingers gently brush strands of hair out of my face.
When I open my eyes in the morning, the rain has stopped and the sun is peeking out behind the clouds. The cool breeze blows my hair across my cheeks, tickling them. A few hours later, Meng, Yiyun, and I hold hands as we enter Bangkok International Airport. Our plane, a giant silver bullet with wings, awaits us at the gate. My heart thunders loudly in my ears, my palms cold and sweaty. Heartened by my dream of Pa, I walk onto the aircraft.